They have no case.
Prosecutors say Donald Trump and others schemed to illegally influence the 2016 election by buying and burying salacious stories that might hurt his campaign. The body of a fifth person who was missing after the collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge has been recovered. A man accused of brandishing a sword in a rampage in London that killed a teenage boy, severely injured two police officers, and wounded two men appeared in court today to face charges of murder and attempted murder. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting in early trading on Wall Street, ahead of a profit report from Apple and a closely watched survey on the country's job market. The S&P 500 was 0.1% higher in the first hour of trading Thursday. That came a day after the market swung sharply as the Federal Reserve said it's likely to delay cutting interest rates amid sluggish progress on taming inflation. The Dow rose 78 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite was 0.3% higher. The bond market was also quiet ahead of Friday's report from the U.S. government on how many jobs employers added last month. Economists expect the report to show a slowdown in hiring. Apple reports its latest quarterly results after the closing bell later Thursday. Seth Sutel, New York.
Artists from Universal Music Group, which includes Drake, Adele, and Billie Eilish, will be returning to TikTok as part of a new licensing agreement. Taylor Swift had some of her songs make a return to TikTok last month. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
In business, service is everything. Cintas delivers what you need to better serve your customers. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, tested and inspected fire protection systems, first aid and safety supplies, on-site AED training, or mops and restroom products stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together. So visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
He loves to sniff the neighborhood dogs a little too closely. On more than one occasion, you've seen him roll around in the mud. He's been known to drool a bit more than normal, especially when he's excited. And you heard him cleaning himself less than an hour ago. Yet, here you are letting him lick your face for a really, really, really long time. We get it. You love him unconditionally. That's why Pets Best has customizable, affordable pet insurance plans so you can protect the love of your life. Get peace of mind and a quote today at PetsBest.com.
This weather break is brought to you by High Performance Ford of Moab. Quality new and pre-owned vehicles, exceptional car care, and service with a smile. High Performance Ford. It's that easy.
Weather. Good Thursday morning. My forecast for Southeast Utah and the Four Corners. Another nice day today. Mostly sunny skies, around 70 for Moab, 65 to 70 for Cortez and Blanding, and low to mid-60s for Monticello. Scattered clouds in the 40s overnight, about 42 to 48, the warmest temperatures around Moab. Friday's going to be sunny, windy, and warm. Temperatures near 80 for Moab, 75 for Cortez and Blanding, and around 70 for Monticello. From the Red Rock Weather Center, this is the meteorologist Tim Root.
Season and there's no better place to use your refund than High Performance Ford of Moab. Tax refunds make great down payments and can help lower your monthly interest rate. We have a wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with deals on everything from Mavericks to Super Duties and thousands off F-150s. We offer a variety of financing options with rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Tax season done right at High Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Thursday, May 2nd, 2024, 9:07 a.m. on this Thursday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. Well, we've got some special guests joining us this morning. The draft management plan for the Bears Ears National Monument has been published, and a 90-day public comment period is open now through June 11th. The 1,200-page draft plan includes five alternatives for management regarding recreation, grazing, cultural resource protection, and other items. In two of the draft alternatives, including the identified preferred alternative, an area closure is proposed for motorized travel in popular Arch Canyon. A rally is planned for this Saturday in Monticello regarding that proposed closure. Joining us now from Spear are President Brent Johansson and Board Member Mari Bergman. Brent, Mari, thanks for joining us this morning.
Glad to be here.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah. Well, very good. Well, first off, I mentioned SPEAR. That's an acronym. Tell us what does SPEAR mean and what are its goals?
SPEAR stands for San Juan Public Entry and Access Rights. When we first got started in the late 1990s, our acronym was SULU, Southern Utah Land Users, and it was too close to SUWA, who's our archenemy. So we changed it to SPEAR, San Juan Public Entry and Access Rights, SPEAR. Got a good group of people. We're about 200 strong here in, well, it's all over now, really. San Juan County's our main focus.
Well, very good. And I guess it's in the name. Tell us a little bit about some of the efforts, you know, related to public access.
We're just stressing, especially to the land managers, that we need access to our public lands. Several years ago, they started calling themselves federal lands, and it's not. It's public lands. It belongs to the public, and that's what our emphasis is we need access to our public lands.
SPEAR was formed as an organization, as the acronym states, to help keep these public lands public for everybody. And so it originated as a small group, and plans were to help keep these trails open. Not only do we fight to keep them open, but we also do a lot of trail maintenance. We try to beautify these trails. Oftentimes the weather comes, the rain washes things out. We try to repair those. We also have posted a lot of signage, trail markings, and things like that. We've even provided what I would consider a luxury item, like a picnic table at the end of the trail and up Arch Canyon. There is a nice picnic table that's up there that's used often by everybody. That's a great spot to have your lunch and sit there in enjoyment. And you've got the beautiful scenery and the arch in the background. And those are some things that we try to do.
Yeah. Well, we spoke a little bit about, you know, Arch Canyon. For those people that don't know, what is Arch Canyon, and why is it? Why do you feel it's important that it remains open to motorized use?
Arch Canyon is probably our most popular trail or road. It's actually a road. Jeeps can go up it, which they do. By far, it's the most popular. We have more people ride it than any other trail. And on our safari, that's the first one that gets filled up is Arch Canyon. People from all around the United States know about it and want to come and enjoy it. So it started out way back in the 50s, a road going up into Arch Canyon. It's been a road for a long time. It should have RS-2477 protection. But the land managers, they've always wanted to close Arch Canyon for some reason, mainly just for the hikers. They think that it's only meant for the hikers. And that's one of our main concerns, is how they're favoring one group over another.
You know, if you take a look at San Juan County, there's many, many beautiful canyons. All of them are closed to motorized vehicles other than Arch Canyon. You have miles and miles of backpacking trails, you know, on Cedar Mesa and north up by Canyonlands and that are closed. And if they close Arch Canyon, that would be the last canyon of that type that we wouldn't be able to access by motor vehicles. And if they close it down, 95% or more of the people that go in there are on motorized vehicles. Not everybody can strap a 50-pound pack on their back and go in multiple days. In fact, we had a group contact us a couple of weeks ago from Northern Utah that wanted to come down. They've heard about Arch Canyon, and they says, "Hey, will you guide us in there?" And we did, and we took them in, and all of them were over 60 years old. Two of them were on oxygen. There's no way that they could walk more than 200 or 300 yards into that canyon. And it's just not right to deny the majority of the people access to what these public lands have to offer. So that's our primary goal. We just want to focus on keeping these things open so that everyone can enjoy them. Backpackers can still enjoy them. That's great. Motorized vehicles can enjoy them as well. It's public lands for all the public.
Well, very good. We've spoke a little bit about, you know, the potential different uses or potential, you know, hikers versus motorized trails, you know, but something else with the monument is part of the purpose of the monument is protecting cultural and natural resources. How can those remain protected with Arch Canyon open and in Spear's understanding?
Arch Canyon's been open for a long time, and if anything, it's better than it was before it even got started. We go out of our way to clean up garbage that the hikers and other people leave. We're mindful of the ruins. Most of the ruins are so high nobody can get to them anyway. So I think we've done a very good job of keeping Arch Canyon unique and in good shape. I don't see any problems with resources and cultural items being affected.
Very good. So we've been speaking a bit about the canyon. Of course, there's a rally happening this Saturday. Tell us a little bit about what the rally is going to include this Saturday.
Yes. As a Spear group, we wanted to get the word out of what's really going on. The BLM and the Forest Service, they've had some public meetings, and quite honestly, we've been disappointed in those. They're really not public meetings. You're not allowed to make public comments. There's no interaction there. They just kind of channel or focus us in the direction that they want these meetings to go. And so we thought by doing this, this would give us the right to speak and tell our side of the story and what's really going on. That, one of our concerns is the management commission doesn't involve any state voices. There's no county representation on this commission. There's no grazing, ranchers, that kind of thing on this commission. We think that a management plan ought to be developed by all that use it, and that they can have a say and input in how it's managed and what's going on. And so we thought that this protest rally would give us that opportunity to explain our side and get our voice heard. We've got some speakers that are coming, we'll have some great things to say. We've got a lot of other people that are in support of keeping this open. And I just think it'll be a great event. We're, want to keep it friendly and just explain what we've got going on and share our opinions.
Well, very good. This Saturday, tell us a little bit about the details for folks that want to be involved.
We're going to meet at the fairgrounds starting around 10 o'clock. We're encouraging people to trailer to the fairgrounds, and then we're going to ride our machines up into Monticello to the BLM office and the Forest Service office parking grounds, and that's where we're going to hold the rally. We hope to start around 11. We've got three great speakers lined up. After the rally, we anticipate it being about 45 minutes long. Then we're going to go back down to the fairgrounds and eat some hot dogs and drinks and just socialize.
Well, very good. You mentioned those speakers. Do you mind, can we say who those speakers are going to be speaking at the rally?
Sure. Go ahead.
Absolutely. We've got Ling Jackson, who's out of Moab. We've also got Commissioner Bruce Adams, San Juan County Commissioner. And then we've also got Phil Lyman as well, who's running for governor, actually. So
yeah. Well, very good. So that's all part of that rally, and sounds like you say after it's kind of a social event. So opportunity, like you say, for public to have their voice heard. You know, I know you mentioned earlier as well, you know, there's the just want to clarify, the land agencies are making, they get to make these decisions along with, for the first time, this Bears Ears Commission, and they all have that agreement, and they've asked for other folks to provide input, but there's not the same level of decision-making power, I guess, with those.
Right.
Go ahead.
These governing agencies, you know, they're really pushing submit a public comment.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to get that word out there, everybody, to submit these public comments. In fact, Blanding City is hosting a workshop on how to provide an effective comment. And that's going to be held May 15th. And I think there's two sessions. There's one, I believe, starts at noon and then one later at 4 o'clock. So they just want to make sure that people know how to submit these comments and that they're effective comments. We just don't want derogatory or things like that. We want factual information. The BLM and Forest Service assure us that they read all these comments, that they're, you know, they want to, they value our opinions, basically. They did mention that they anticipate over 250,000 comments. So how they're going to read those, I'm not really sure. But
yeah,
we hope that they do value each of those opinions. So
yeah, you mentioned that Blanding City training. I've got that information here. Well, I guess I should double check it. But what they've reported previously was May 15th and June 5th. Noon to 1 and 5 to 6. And that was something that City Council also mentioned is, you know, however you feel about the Bears Ears, they're going to help you, train you to provide effective comment. You know, whether you say, you know, this is the greatest thing ever, or this is the worst thing ever, an opinion maybe doesn't impact or carry the same weight. Or they mentioned a form letter only counts as one comment. So if you get a form letter and submit it 500 times from people, it's not necessarily considered the same way. So I know they've talked a little bit about how to provide a effective public comment on the management plan. I've been speaking with Spear. Again, they've got their rally plan this Saturday, meeting at the county fairgrounds at 10 and then at the public land agency's parking lots at 11 in Monticello. Anything else, Brent and Mari, you'd like to mention before we let you run this morning?
Well, I just want to emphasize that Arch Canyon is the crown jewel of our county trail system. I just would really hate to see that be taken from us. There's no reason for it.
Well, very good.
I just going to say in conclusion, there is information on our website. If anybody needs additional information, it is SPEAR, 4, all.com.
Well, very good. Well, thanks for sharing that, and thanks for taking the time to join us this morning. Again, we've been speaking with members of SPEAR, President Brent Johansson and Board Member Mari Bergman, about SPEAR's rally related to the potential closure of Arch Canyon to motorized travel. Again, that rally happening this Saturday, meeting at the county fairgrounds in Monticello at 10, and then the rally happening at 11 a.m. at the public land agency's offices. Or in their parking lots, rather, at 11. This is all part of the Bears Ears National Monument Draft Management Plan, which has been published. The 90-day public comment period open now through June 11th. Brent and Mari, thanks for taking the time to join us this morning.
Well, thank you, David, for inviting us.
We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be back with more news here on Red Rock 92.7.
Don't miss the Rally for Arch Canyon this Saturday at the Bureau of Land Management office on North Main in Monticello. The draft management plan for Bears Ears National Monument recommends the closure of the beautiful canyon to motorized traffic. Make your voice heard by joining the rally. ATV staging begins at 10 a.m. at the San Juan County Fairgrounds with a ride to the BLM office for the rally at 11. Afterwards, members of SPEAR, San Juan Public Entry and Access Rights, will serve lunch at the fairgrounds. Don't miss the rally or your chance to make public comment on the proposed management plan. See you there.
The high school graduating class of 2024 has made it to the finish line, but that's just the starting line for the rest of your life. All of us at Knowles Home Furnishings in Moab wish you a successful and wonderful future. And special congratulations to Ammon Jackman and London Neeson. Good luck in all you do. You have our support now and on the road of life. Congratulations, grads. The world awaits you. From Knowles Home Furnishings.
Everything you need for the season is at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. All month long, save big on select varieties of Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Programs. Buy one, get one free on mix and match bags of KT Bird Food. Come check out the great deals on select Ace Yard and Garden Tools. Plus, discounts on Eco Lawn Equipment and all the grills in stock. It's all part of the Red Hot Buys all month long at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Good morning. Welcome back. Once again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Thursday, May 2nd, 2024, and it's a Thursday, which means we've got a special guest joining us. Joining us now from the Times Independent is, for the last time, I should add, is reporter Sophia Fisher. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning.
I guess I don't know how good it is if this is the last time you're joining us, but as you've reported previously, you'll your time ending with the Times Independent, but we appreciate all the work you've done with us here on Red Rock Radio. Let's get into this last edition that you'll be doing. Last edition that we'll be previewing with you. What's in this latest edition of the Times Independent?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I should say it feels surreal and bittersweet to be here kind of at the end of my tenure with the TI, but I'm very excited to pass the reins on to the next reporter. But yeah, diving into our May 2nd edition, one of our biggest stories this week was the fact that a hearing officer has overturned a Grand County Commission decision to not approve a conditional use permit for a bike guide/outfitter service that was operating in a residential area. So the county had essentially denied the conditional use permit, but their hearing officer, Craig Call, overturned the decision last week.
Oh, very interesting to see that decision reversed. Is that in effect immediately? Is the business able to operate as they hoped?
I believe so. I mean, they've been able, I believe, to continue operating kind of throughout this process, and it has been quite a process. This topic has been coming up before the commission kind of over and over again since, I would say, late February, early March. And the county can still appeal the hearing officer's land use decision to district court or the state ombudsman, but short of that, it might put the issue to rest. And the guide outfitter is Escape Adventures, and they've been rigging and de-rigging vehicles and then storing gear out on Easy Street in Spanish Valley. So if you've heard of that, that's what this is all about.
Huh, very interesting. Is there any sort of precedence being set here, do we know?
Potentially, yeah, and that was actually a big topic of discussion, too, with the county commission and with, you know, concerned neighbors who also spoke up during Citizens to be Heard. Several commissioners said they thought this could set a precedent for commercial operations, for businesses trying to kind of operate in residential areas. I know there is a good amount of concern about that. And at the same time, kind of this conversation has sparked a broader discussion of the lack of available commercial space in the Moab Valley. I know Planning Commissioner Aaron Lindeberg at the county has kind of brought this up during Planning Commission meetings, trying to maybe find an avenue to help businesses find space, because it does seem to be very, very hard, and perhaps that's part of the reason they're looking to these residential neighborhoods. So I think there are kind of broader impacts and broader discussions that have come out of this more specific topic.
Huh. Well, that's very interesting. Well, again, as always, there's always a bunch of interesting information in the latest issue of the Times Independent. Your editor, Doug McMurdo, does a great job. I'm interested to hear about his story about Walnut Lane.
Yeah, the Walnut Lane story is definitely dominating kind of city discussions recently. As folks may already know, residents of the city-owned trailer park were told on April 15th that they have to vacate by the end of June, as the city's insurance provider is no longer going to insure the area. At their last meeting, city councilors expressed a lot of disappointment and sadness and apologies. I don't know if it doesn't seem like there are any kind of concrete discussions yet moving forward on what the next steps are, but I know that city councilors and staff are taking this quite seriously. There has been a GoFundMe account set up by a local resident, Kaya Marienfeld, and last I heard it raised over $5,000 to help support residents as they are being forced to relocate. City Councilor Caitlin Myers also wrote an op-ed in this week's paper, I should say, about Walnut Lane. It's pretty near and dear to her heart, as she was the project manager for that actually several years ago. And she also mentioned that the city would be providing direct financial assistance through kind of a pot of money set aside for affordable housing that like developers of hotel projects have been paying into. So I know that there are plans to kind of help residents recover from this shock, but I don't think there's actually a big conversation started yet about what they're going to do about the property moving forward.
Huh. Well, that's all very, very interesting. Like you say, dominating the news there, and you say in the Moab City, and so we're grateful for good reporting from Doug, and look forward to more information as the story develops. We've got a bunch of other news and going-ons in this latest edition of the Times Independent. What else would you like to highlight?
Yeah, another story that's very relevant, maybe even more relevant down in San Juan County. It was Bill Lyman's big success during the GOP nominating convention last weekend. Phil Lyman, as folks probably know, is running for governor, and he received about 67% to 68% of delegates' votes at the nominating convention. The sitting governor, Governor Spencer Cox, received only about a third, so big difference there.
Yeah, that's definitely big news in San Juan County and throughout the state, really. But yeah, you're right. That's on the front page of the latest edition of the San Juan Record. Big news there. Well, again, you've got a bunch of other items throughout this issue of the Times Independent. Like you mentioned, a couple of opinion pieces, outdoor news, bunch of stuff in here. And anything else you'd like to highlight this morning, Sophia?
I think there's definitely a lot we didn't cover. So look through for opinion. There's some interesting stories in our Rec and Outdoors section. But also just, yeah, I want to like extend a thank you to all of you down at the San Juan Record and to anyone who listens to this broadcast, you know, whether you listen to it regularly or just every once in a while. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, we really appreciate your work, Sophia, and not only at the Times Independent, but as you mentioned, helping us out here on the broadcast. It's been really great to have your voice expertise on the morning show pretty much every week. So we will definitely miss you and wish you the best of luck. Anything you can say, I'm sure people are curious about your future plans. I know you mentioned to me off air that it's not you'll still see Sophia's name in the Times Independent for the next little while. Is that right?
Yeah, I'll be doing at least one or two freelance pieces for the TI over the next month. And potentially more for the TI or the Tribune or different regional outlets over the summer. And I have no immediate plans to leave Moab either, so you will likely see me in Moab, and you might see my reporting around as well.
Well, very good. Well, it's been great having you, and again, we just want to say thank you again for your great work and wish you well, and best of luck in your future endeavors, and glad that it's not completely goodbye to your byline. At least for a little while.
Oh, thank you. And yeah, thanks so much.
Well, very good. Again, we've been speaking with Sophia Fisher, reporter with the Times Independent. Done a great job and been integral here on the morning show. Definitely will miss her voice moving forward. Again, you're listening to the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country and Moab Heat and Cool. Your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
Choose the best broadband internet with Emory Telecom. Right now, new customers get their first 4 months of e-fiber internet free. Unlimited data plans start at $59.95 a month. Add a phone line to any plan for just $10 a month. Plus, bundle cable TV to any internet or phone plan. Give Emory Telecom a call right now. 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit emorytelecom.com. Emory Telecom, your local advantage.
Are you craving a taste of tradition without breaking the bank? Look no further than Kuchu's Restaurant at the Ute Mountain Casino, where indigenous-inspired flavors meet unbeatable value. Sink your teeth into a mouth-watering sweet Indian fried bread bite for just $4. Blue mush and fry bread is $5. Grilled pork chop sandwich for only $13 and more. Indigenous menu is served Wednesday through Friday from noon to 5 p.m. Head over to Kuchu's Restaurant today, the Ute Mountain Casino, located right off of U.S. Highway 160.
Choose the best broadband internet with Emory Telecom. Right now, new customers get their first 4 months of e-fiber internet free. Unlimited data plans start at $59.95 a month. Add a phone line to any plan for just $10 a month. Plus, bundle cable TV to any internet or phone plan. Give Emory Telecom a call right now. 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit emorytelecom.com. Emory Telecom, your local advantage.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Thursday, May 2nd, 2024, 9:37 a.m. And I've got a lot of guests today. I guess Bill's not a guest, but
I'm a special guest.
He's the owner. He's the boss man. So welcome on, Bill.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah.
Good interviews.
Yeah.
Sophie's done a great job.
Yeah.
TI, it'll be interesting to see what her next chapters are.
Yeah.
And of course, it's always good to have Spear come in and talk about something that has a significant impact on our lives here in the Red Rock Country, which is management of public lands.
Yep.
And the opportunity to participate in that process at some level.
Yeah. Yeah.
So whether it's attending the rally or writing a comment or enjoying the public lands, it's always good to know a little bit more about them.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good. It's Thursday, May 2nd. I'll lead you right into it.
Yeah, that song we just heard, the lead-in music for this segment, One More Night by Phil Collins, was the number one song 39 years ago today, 1985. It's Collins' second number one single after he split off from his group and went solo. Against All Odds was his first one, One More Night. And this was a big hit for a long time. It was number one for more than a month. It was his fourth single to reach the top 10 in the UK and really kicked off a very successful solo career. On this day in history, the King James Version of the Bible was published on this day in 1611. Osama bin Laden was killed on this day in 2011 by U.S. forces, special forces in Pakistan. And here's a historic thing. The Battle of Hogwarts was fought on May 2nd, 1998. That battle was won by the Order of the Phoenix. Among the casualties was Lord Voldemort.
Well, hold on, spoilers.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry to everyone who's just starting just to get into Harry Potter. First movie was released in 2001, so you've got 23 years of movies or 27 years of books to catch up on. But yeah, Battle of Hogwarts today. As you can imagine, today's Harry Potter Day. It's declared in the UK. It's Harry Potter Day, and that's a day that we can adopt over here on the other side of the pond. Anyway, so today's Harry Potter Day. It's also Brothers and Sisters Day. Birthdays today. Manfred, the Baron von Richthofen, also known as the Red Baron, was Germany's top aviator and leading ace in World War I, and he was born on this day. Dwayne the Rock Johnson is 52 years old today. Inventor James Dyson is 77 today. Of course, vacuum cleaners, hand dryers, Dyson companies invented a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to inventor Dyson. Bianca Jagger is 79 years old today. Bianca and Mick, they were quite a couple back in the days. Singer Lou Gramm, 74 years old today. And Dr. Spock, the pediatrician who revolutionized child rearing. Everybody had the Dr. Spock book that told them how to handle your children. He was born on May 2nd, 1903. He died in 1998. So he knew a lot about babies, but he also knew a lot about aging. He was 95 years old when he passed away.
Hmm.
Local birthdays today. Buckle up. It's birthdays today for Jordan Black, Thomas Anderson, Braylon Hamilton, Sam Boyle, and Brad Pipkin. If you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, give us a call. We're glad to do it. 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com. We also have a number of funeral notices to announce today. Funeral services for Garda Nielsen, age 92 of Blanding, are tomorrow at noon at the Blanding South Chapel of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visitation from 10 to 11:30. Funeral services for Gene Robinson of Monticello begin at noon on Saturday at the Monticello North LDS Chapel. Viewing beginning at 9:30. Celebration of life for Cortez resident Julianne Whiteley will be held on Sunday at 400 North Mildred Avenue in Cortez, beginning at 1 p.m. And a celebration of the life of Michael Ross Leach, age 74 of Cortez, will be held at noon on May 18th at the Lewis Areola Community Center. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. And again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. You know, we've been speaking about the Bears Ears National Monument, and of course, they've been holding public meetings. They had a meeting in Blanding in April. They'll have another one here locally at Monument Valley High on May 16th. But there are also two online meetings. One of those is today, from 6 to 7:30 tonight, and you need to register in advance for that. Speaking about the draft management plan, and again, your public comments available through June 11th. Again, it's been a big topic on the show this morning, but want to remind people that there's that online public meeting tonight.
And you attended one of those, right?
Yeah.
Good information.
Yes. Yeah. I reported on that in the San Juan Record two or three weeks ago, and they kind of said in the meeting that it may be similar to that first one. I guess I'll find out tonight when I attend that virtual meeting. The end of it was question and answers, so I wouldn't be surprised if some of them maybe look a little bit different at the end. But
go to blm.gov/BENM.
Bears Ears National Monument.
Yeah, BENM is the way to participate in that virtual meeting.
Yep.
A lot other things going on tomorrow night. Grace and Girls will perform at Friday night at the Fort. It's Archaeology Day at Edge of the Cedar State Park in Blanding on Saturday, and also the opening day of the annual Kegelia Fine Arts Show at Edge of the Cedars that'll run through the month. There's a blood drive next Wednesday in Monticello, grand opening of Elk Ridge Wellness in Monticello on May 10th. The Monticello Airport's hosting a barbecue on May 15th, and free dumping for Monticello residents at the landfill for the month of May. So just a few things going on.
Yeah. Well, very good. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings for you coming your way this morning. Of course, we've got the on-air job fair, job opportunities in the Red Rock area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports reports on 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Energy Fuels is seeking several positions at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding, including mill operators, maintenance and millwrights, a lab technician, a radiation technician, a diesel and light vehicle mechanic, a warehouse assistant, and an office manager. Salary is high and generous benefits include paid leave, health care, dental vision, life insurance, long-term disability, and 401k with immediate vesting with company match. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers at energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Worldmark Moab has an immediate opening for an experienced maintenance manager with a $3,000 sign-on bonus. Also, front desk, housekeeping, and house person wanted at $20.50 an hour. Worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing are available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person, on-site, at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Looking for your next career move? The Synergy Company is hiring, a local organic whole food supplement manufacturer based in Moab. Our jobs offer competitive pay, year-round stability, fantastic benefits, on-site childcare, and diverse career paths. We also offer a $1,500 sign-on bonus for select positions. Visit thesynergycompany.com to explore openings and apply today. As a certified B Corp, we're committed to using business for good, fostering an employee-focused culture, and creating purposeful work. Elevate your career with us at the Synergy Company. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including equipment operators, diesel mechanics, and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. And for more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions for registered nurses in many departments, including an OB/med surgery registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a sleep technician, and a sleep technician trainee, in addition to a food services associate and a business office specialist registration clerk. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Comfort Suites of Moab is currently seeking housekeepers, a qualified and dedicated front desk agent, and an experienced maintenance person. The applicant should be reliable and helpful with a knowledge of the Moab area. Competitive wages and benefits are based on experience. Comfort Suites is located at 400 North Main in Moab. Stop by for an application today. Ready to hire? Young's Machine Company is looking for a qualified applicant with great customer service skills. This position requires skills in shipping and receiving parts, purchasing, inventory and data entry, as well as other office work. Applicant must be computer literate, capable of multiple tasking, and available to work Monday through Thursday, 6 to 8 hours per day. Young's Machine Company is an equal opportunity employer. Call Steve Young at 435-587-2292 or fax your resume to 435-587-2312. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include a nurse's manager, a dietary cook, and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. Also, Spanish Valley Clinic seeks a receptionist. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonlands Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including an Economic Development Director, an Economic Development Specialist, and an Advanced EMT or Paramedic in Blanding. Also seeking 6 seasonal workers, 2 weed sprayers, 2 road department laborers in Blanding, and 2 road department laborers in Monticello. There are 2 part-time senior center aid positions, one in Blanding and the other in Monticello. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. Grand School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies, and the openings include an assistant principal at Grand County High, a special education paraprofessional, a preschool paraprofessional, bus drivers, Dene Language Family Club instructor, a 4th grade teacher, a 7th grade math teacher, an elementary kitchen server, and academic support and credit recovery teaching assistant. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and make a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. The Grand County boys soccer team suffered a 1-0 upset loss to American Leadership Academy yesterday in the second round of the 2A Utah State Tournament in Moab. It was just the 3rd loss for the Red Devils this season, and they end their year with an 11-3 overall record. The Grand County girls golf team shot a combined 544 yesterday to finish 4th at their Region 15 match at Round Valley Golf Course in Morgan. San Juan shot 574 to finish 5th in that event. No sports are scheduled for today, but we're looking forward to the start of the Colorado 1A District 1 baseball tournament in Ignacio tomorrow, with Dove Creek taking on Antonito and Nucla facing Sierra Grande. The winners of those games will face each other in the championship game. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Thursday, May 2nd, 2024, 9:54 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. And next to the regional sports report, looking at baseball, Arizona Diamondbacks 14-18. They lost to the Dodgers yesterday, and they're off today. Tomorrow they'll be hosting the Padres. And the Colorado Rockies, they are 7-23, including another loss yesterday into Miami in Miami against the Marlins. If you want some morning baseball, though, they tip the opening pitches at 10 a.m. this morning, so just about 15 minutes away, 10 a.m., I guess, from the opening pitch of that Colorado Rockies game. Of course, it's a tough time to be a Rockies fan, but not a tough time if you're a Colorado major sports fan. Of course, both the Colorado Avalanche in the NHL playoffs and the defending NBA champions Denver Nuggets are on to the second round. They're not playing until this weekend, though, so you got to wait and I guess just watch some Rockies baseball. That'll do it for the regional sports report and with it this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Thursday.